Greetings, sisters and seekers. Sister Amon from don'tperish.com, and I'm here with some sisters. And tonight, we're going to share some scriptures on patience. And before we get to that, I just wanted to just explain what patience is in the Greek, at least one version of it is, and I think it encompasses the concept of it. It means cheerful or hopeful endurance, patient continuance, and waiting. And so when we look at that, you know, oftentimes when people think of the word patient, they think of like sitting someplace and just waiting for something to happen, you know, and not getting anxious or anything. But what we see in this patience is like we see the word endurance, which means we still have to do something. We see continuance, which means we're pressing through. And waiting would be like waiting for the Lord and waiting for His will to be done. And so there's much work to be done as godly sister saints. And as we are patient and we continue in this life, we'll be able to strive on for Him and look for the hope of His coming. And the scriptures will encourage us to stand strong in that. So hopefully this audio will be encouraging to you, and as it was for all of us looking up the scriptures and sharing on it. And I'm sure we'll probably be doing audios in the future on this too, because we're just going to do a few of them each tonight and then see where it goes. So anyway, Sister Kyle, if you wanted to start, that'd be great.
Okay. So I've got Hebrews 10, 35 to 37. Cast not away therefore your confidence, which hath great recompense of reward. For ye have need of patience, that after ye have done the will of God, ye might receive the promise. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. So that patience, I was thinking, is very much tied into endurance, but part of the gospel, you know. After you've done the will of God, you will receive the promise. So, and definitely, as it says, you have need of patience. I was thinking how much we need patience, even in everyday things, but also, obviously, in the faith and through all the trials, and definitely need a lot of reminders of it too. So.
Oh right, for sure.
Yeah, so there's a couple more scriptures that I thought of about this endurance and patience. Revelation 14:12, here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And Luke 21:19, in your patience possess ye your souls. And that's like, that's our endurance. We've got to endure to the end through all trials and things, you know.
Right, it's not just a given right now, like a lot of the churches out there teach, you know, He did it all and we have to do nothing. Yeah, we have to keep pressing through, and like you said, afterwards we will receive our reward.
Yeah.
And much patience through it all, like you mentioned, in the trials as well. Yeah, that's awesome.
I like that one. I love that one, Babbitt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, I know, and the one you read in Revelation, that one comes up. When you put in patience, that one comes up right away. I love that one. Because in Revelation, it's showing us the end and what's to come. That's an awesome hope and a promise.
Yeah.
And Sister Nikos, I think you're next.
Oh, well mine kind of goes along with Sister Kyle's, because it's...
Nice.
Yeah. Romans 8. 23 to 25. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of, even we ourselves grown within ourselves, waiting for the adoption, to wit, the redemption of our body. For we are saved by hope, but hope that is seen is not hope. For what a man seeth, why doth he yet hope for? But if we hope for that which we see not, Then do we with patience wait for it. This scriptures were really important to me coming out of man-made religion, because it showed a whole different way than what I was taught. It shows that, you know, we just don't have it yet. We have hope of having it. And Christ did his part and we still have to do ours.
Right.
But it was that hope that wasn't really talked about much in man-made religion. It was always like, okay, I got it. And
right.
It's not true. It's so deceptive. And so to see that just was, it was so amazing to me. And waiting for the adoption, you know, that is just, wow. It was, I really loved that one a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, really, awesome. It really shows what hope is and what's set before us as we're waiting, patiently waiting for it. And I like what you said about hope. You know, most of man-made religion, like you said, they think they just got it or just get rid of all the big sins and you pretty much have it made. But there is that hope, and the hope that is set before us is it has to be obtained through what Sister Kyle just read in Revelation about the saints doing the commandments of God. And that's the only way we're going to get that hope. And the hope, yeah, when I think about that, I think about the darkness in my past before Christ. I had no hope because I had no truth. I had no answers. Nobody I knew even knew the gospel and how to find eternal life and see what that hope and those promises were. Nobody I knew out of all my life growing up knew it until I heard the gospel when I was 39. And then you get that hope. And all of scripture gives us hope, doesn't it?
It does.
And
it kind of goes along with, like, you know, fearing God.
Yeah.
Because if you already have it, why do you have to fear God, right?
That's true. We hear that on the street all the time. Why should I fear God? God is love, and we know all those lies that go along with it. But yeah, the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. And that fear also is hope. It the fear is, if we don't fear him, then what are we going to hope for? We're going to think that we already have it, right?
Yeah.
And that we have no need to keep his commands, but that goes contrary to what scripture says.
Yeah.
I love that one, because it just really, it was like a revelation to me, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah.
I guess it would be my turn. And what I have kind of goes along with trials, you know, being patient with trials. I picked two main scriptures and have some supportings, but I'll do one of them right now. Because we all know about trials. And in the life of a godly sister saint, there's going to be many, many of them. If you don't have trials, there's probably something wrong, right? Yeah. So I'm going to read James 1:2-4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into diverse temptations, knowing this, that the trying of your faith worketh patience. But let patience have her perfect work, that ye may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. And so, diverse temptations is like various trials. And perfect and entire would be like being mature or complete or whole. And so one thing I've learned over the years is going through trials is to try to be patient within them, not trying to run away from them, not being afraid of them, not trying to do everything imaginable to try to be done with it, because we're supposed to count it all joy when we're going through it. That one I do struggle with once in a while. I don't always find it joyous. But we have that hope that we were just talking about on the other side of it, that we are going to learn and see and grow, and God is going to maybe help pluck out and prune away things within those trials that aren't needed. Let us see things and grow, and through all that, we'll be able to help others on the other side, because we'll have learned from it, as long as we have eyes to see and ears to hear, and we're not trying to run away from it all, and we're maybe embracing it. That would be like counting it joy. Hey, I get to learn from all this, these trials that are going on, instead of letting it overwhelm you with hurt and pain and despair. And I was going to read a couple of scripture verses that kind of will help us, you know, in like in trials, give us an example of what trials are that we're to be patient in, like in persecution. Luke 6, 22 and 23. Blessed are ye when men shall hate you, and when they shall separate you from their company and shall reproach you and cast out your name as evil for the Son of Man's sake. Rejoice ye in that day and leap for joy, for behold, your reward is great in heaven. For in the like manner did their fathers unto the prophets. And so you're supposed to be rejoicing in the persecution, kind of like counting it all joy when you fall into all those trials, right?
Yes.
And then
yes.
I was going to do another one that kind of goes along with it, you know, pertaining to trials would be 1 Peter 4, 12 and 12 through 14. Beloved, think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing has happened unto you. But rejoice, inasmuch as ye are partakers of Christ's sufferings, that when his glory shall be revealed, ye may be glad also with exceeding joy. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. And their part he is evil spoken of, but on your part he is glorified. And so I think they all kind of go together, you know, with the diverse temptations that we're supposed to be joyous through, rejoicing in our persecutions, exceedingly glad when we're reproached for the name of Christ. And all of that is like the patient continuance and endurance that we were talking about in the beginning. So those are really strengthening to me.
Yeah. All those scriptures that tell us to be patient, no, not patient, rejoicing in persecutions, well, patient too, obviously, but that really, you know, sets us straight, his word does.
Yeah.
Right, and
yeah,
we can,
as,
oh, go ahead.
As you said about if we're not having trials, it's probably because we're running away from all these trials, you know.
Yeah, you know, oftentimes you might see somebody going through a trial and you want to help get them through it and get them out of it, take them, remove them from it. But we sisters have talked about this a lot, haven't we? Look at all the patience that was needed with Joseph, Daniel, Esther. I mean, we could go on and on with the prophets. All the patience they had to do within the midst of all their trials and troubles and persecutions, right?
Yeah. Like waiting on God's timing as well, isn't it?
Yep. His will, not our will, yeah. Waiting patiently to see what that is, yeah.
Yeah, we want to see things straight away. We want people to see the truth and, you know, we want to see what's going to be the outcome, but you just have to wait patiently.
Right. Right. Sometimes we get impatient with ourselves, like you said, wanting to know and see the truth. You can't know and learn it all right away. We have to grow and mature in it, and the Lord knows what we can learn and what we're capable of understanding, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw that with myself, too. And learning new things and coming from world, you know, man-made religion and everything. So I left a lot of it behind before I came in, but it was still like, you know, a little bit of residue would sometimes come up,
sure.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it takes time for all that to be removed. Sometimes you don't even realize it's there. And that's why going through these trials is good, because it can reveal that it's there.
Yeah.
Amen.
It refines us. It refines us as gold.
Definitely, yeah. That's awesome. I love that.
Oh, is it last
one?
I've got Psalm 37:7. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospereth in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Yeah, we know, we see all the mess and chaos and wickedness and sin in the world, and it seems like everyone's like, you know, boasting in it. As it reminds me of that scripture about why do the heathen rage, you know. They're all confident and proud and yeah, just wait patiently in the Lord, and it sort of reminds me of like he's going to deal with it all. Yeah, just leave it to him and mind our own business. Obviously we have to help people and
right
give them the gospel, but you know, he's going to put it all right.
Yeah, we see
obviously
how...
Obviously, he's going to judge them unless they repent, which we hope they do, obviously.
Right.
Shows the long-suffering of God, doesn't it?
I was just going to say that we see how long-suffering he is with all the wickedness that goes on, and the grace that he gives people, the time he allows for people to have that repentance to come through
so
Christ.
Much.
Yeah, yeah. And so we need to learn how to do that in this world. You know, it's not our world. We're strangers. And the world will do what it does. And yeah, we do have to endure through it, which can be, makes me think of Lot being vexed by the filthy lives of those he was living around. But by the power of God and through his strength, we go through this world as we're sent forth like sheep among wolves. We want to shine that light, and so we have to endure through all that and walk through it blameless and spotless. By his power, he can allow us to do that. That's amazing. I love that. I like that one. That was a good one. Well, they're all good, but yeah.
Yeah. Sort of reminded me of that scripture in Revelation about them saying, "How long, O Lord, holy and true?"
I knew you were going to go there. Yep.
Sorry?
I did that. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I don't know what you're saying. I didn't hear you.
Oh, no.
They're saying that they should rest.
Yep.
It's just they should rest yet for a little season.
Right. Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that. I didn't mean to interrupt you back there. I was just like, I was kind of laughing about it because as soon as you started saying it, it's exactly what I was thinking of at that time.
Yeah, we're just trying to, you know, it's a bit hard on audio, but it's all good.
Right.
Like patiently yeah. for one another.
Right, there you go. There's more patience and endurance. So, yeah, it's all good, though. Yeah.
It is.
So, I like that one, too. That's good. And probably Sister Nikos, you have another one, I think, too.
Yep, this is a short one. it's from Revelation 3:11. This one, the first time I ever heard it, I probably read it before in the Bible, but you know how, like, during certain times of your life, certain scriptures just stand out?
Definitely.
And this one did for me. A sister brought it up. And in the sister's room, and I never forgot it. And it is, behold, I come quickly. Hold that fast which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Oh, that just pierced me. Because I was living with an unbelieving husband, and it just, you know, and I had to be really strict with myself to keep the separation from him so that he wouldn't trample anything that I had because he was on the other side.
Right.
And
right.
What I had was so precious, and he was in a very worldly life. And so that just helped me to hold on even tighter. I mean, I was living on tight as it was, but that just helped me to, even more so. But it was, I just love that scripture.
Yeah.
Because what we have is precious. And we do have to be careful that we don't get stumbled by others.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And you were in a very tough situation with an unbelieving husband, having to endure and be patiently endure and go through a lot of worldliness right there in your home without much of a refuge from it. And so you did a good job holding fast that which you have. I love that. We use that. Hold fast, don't we?
Just hold on.
Yeah, that's...
Don't lose what we have.
Right. Mm. It is very precious, like... It's like gold, even more precious than gold. We can't even put it into words how precious that is.
Yeah.
What a wonderful, precious gift that we've been given. Treasure
yes.
it. Yeah. I guess it's my turn then. I have Hebrews 12, 1 through 3, and this goes along with kind of along with trials again. Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endures such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. And so, like we've been talking about through here, we have to keep pressing through with patience. And yeah, this says, run with patience the race that is set before us. And a race is all the way until the end. And the end would be when our life is done here on earth and we stand before the Lord. So we want to keep pressing through on that. And there's so many different trials and struggles and all different things that Satan can use to come against us with. And we can grow very weary. And I always loved this when I first read this. Wearied and faint in your minds. You don't... let me read the whole scripture or the whole verse. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest you be wearied and faint in your minds. And when I read that, I was like, wow, I don't think you could say it any better. Because there have been so many times, I know, in our ministry with a lot of the things we go through, you just want to lay down and your mind just wants to stop. And it's like fainting in your mind. You just cannot fathom everything that just keeps coming and coming. But that's being in the flesh. And we don't want to be in the flesh, because if we're in the spirit, we're going to go read this and go, think about what Christ went through. He's done it all. And we just have to do our part. He did the hard part. We just have to follow after him. He showed us the way. How much better is that? Right?
Yes.
And sometimes...
His word sets us right again.
I'm sorry?
His word sets us right again. I'm sorry, blessed to have it, because, you know...
Oh, right.
Yeah, as you said, you can't say it any better than that.
Right. Right, and when you get really weary, what I do, and I know you sisters, we talk about this a lot, we remind ourselves that we're just doing our reasonable service. You know, we're doing nothing more than he has already done. And we always share, you sisters know where I'm going, we always share the 2 Timothy 2:3, therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
And that helps.
That's a huge part. Yeah. Huge part of the gospel. Endurance and patience and have to get to the end, you know.
Right. You don't get your prize in the middle of the race. You have to keep pressing on and pushing through.
Yeah.
And we're so blessed because we have the scriptures that show us all the examples of all the saints who haven't fainted in their mind, and they've kept pressing on and pushing through, right? Looking for that hope and it's pretty amazing. Yes. It's awesome.
It is.
So I think that's, unless anybody had anything else to add to that today.
Well, I think we were going to maybe come back on another one, weren't we?
Yeah, I just didn't want to sign off if somebody had another thought or something. So, yeah, I'd just like to open that up at the end, just in case something popped in somebody's mind.
We do, but it could be it's the next time.
Right, we could be here all night, couldn't we? So, yeah. Well, this has been awesome. I'm going to sign off then, and then let's see what we talk about next time. It might be patience, or it might be something else. We'll see what the Lord will lead us with. Amen, sisters?
Amen.
All right. Well, thank you, saints and seekers, for listening to this. Hopefully it's been edifying to you, and this has been edifying, hasn't it, sisters?
It has.
Yeah, it's awesome. All right. I hope everybody listening has a joyous day, and hold fast. May God be praised.